Could the president order a drone strike on your block? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At a hearing Wednesday, the Attorney General of the United States seemed to have trouble answering whether the U.S. Constitution would prohibit the president from ordering a drone strike against a known terrorist who is an American citizen sitting in a cafe here in the U.S. minding his own business.
The way in which you have described this person sitting at the cafe, the use of lethal force would not be appropriate.
I find it remarkable that you still will not give an opinion on the constitutionality. Let me move on.
This prompted a real live talking filibuster in the U.S. Senate by members who are worried that the 2011 drone strike in Yemen that blew up Anwar al-Awlaki set a dangerous precedent. Awlaki had joined al-Qaeda, but he was also an American citizen. And according to a leaked Justice Department memo, the U.S., as part of its right to defend itself, asserts the right to target al-Qaeda operatives wherever they may be, which raises the terrorist in the Starbucks scenario. But this whole debate ignores the real threat. Whatever the Constitution says or doesn't say, if a president ordered a drone strike on American soil and killed innocent people, as we've done in Afghanistan and Yemen, he'd be impeached. He'd be tried for murder. The real threat from our expanding use of drones is that we have let the genie out of the bottle. A drone is much easier to make than a nuclear weapon, and a precisely targeted drone is a suicide bomber without the suicide. The real threat is not that the president would order a drone strike on U.S. soil. It's that someone like Anwar al-Awlaki might be able to order a drone strike on U.S. soil. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.